中心不是孩子，不是父母，是夫妻。
And the main point in this family is not the children, or the spouse.
啊，今天下午我们要用生命记啊来讨论有关于基督化的家庭，父母应该怎么教养子女。
And using Deuteronomy, we will discuss in this class how in a spiritual family, a parent should teach their children.
在生命记的第六章。
In Deuteronomy chapter 6.
啊，第四节到第九节。
Verse 4 to verse 9.
差不多两三个月前，美国有一个很出名的医生，我想我们大概有人会知道 ,SPOCK.
About 2-3 months ago, there was a famous doctor, Dr. Spock.
他死了，大家知道不知道这个是谁？
Do any of us know this doctor?
Who is he? Who was he? He is a famous pediatrician.
He's a famous pediatrician.
那他写一本书啊，就是怎么样啊养小孩子。
And he wrote this book, How to Bring Up Your Child.
啊，这本书变成养小孩子的百科全书。
And this became the encyclopedia of the bringing up a child.
已经发行了好几十版本了，发行量好几百万本。
And they have been produced many, many and copies.
几百万本啊、哦、
A couple of thousands.
Millions.、哦、
Millions.、
哦、影响非常大。
And it's a great impact.
那我在看那个在报道他这个医生离世。
And then when I see the report of his death,
他在报纸上也有专栏专门在解答人怎么养小孩子教小孩子。
And in the newspaper also says how a man should take care of their children.
但是他离世以后，人在描写他，那个 Time 在描写他说，他一生最大的问题就是他的孩子。
And however, in the Times report of his death, they describe that his greatest problem in life was his children.
大概有两个还是三个孩子，他没有办法养。
That there are two or three that he's unable to take care of.
但是他有专栏在教人怎么养小孩子。
But then his profession is to teach others how to take care of their children.
所以如果以这个做例子来讲，最适合怎么教小孩子就是没有小孩子的人。
And so if you take this example, you can say then the most effective way to teach your children is if there's no children in the family.
那你怎么教都很好，你的没有把柄被人抓到。
And you have no faults or no one to catch your fault.
啊，就好像最适合讲夫妻之道的人，就是还没有结婚的人。
Like just saying that those who are expert in saying the relationship between husband and wife are those who are not yet married.
那你一结过婚都知道啊，里面都是会有一些摩擦的。
And then because after you have become married, that you know that there are some friction.
但是我们。借着圣经是互相的勉励。
But then we use the Bible as a mutual encouragement.
我们现在的家庭生活方式很缺乏一个 model, 一个榜样。
In our family, there is lacking a model.
那现在人的家庭生活方式哦，常常都是从这个电视的影片去 copy 来的。
And actually, in a daily family life, we have copied much from the television.
所谓幸福的家庭。
A peaceful and happy family.
它有一定的这个方程式，你要有什么，要有什么，要有什么。
And then they show that they portray certain aspects and say you must have this and that.
哦，所以有的小孩子小小的就生至四五岁就很做很大的 party.
And like so, when a child's growing up, they're about 4 or 5 years old, and their birthday party, they have this huge party.
你圣经找得到这个吗？
Can you find this in the Bible?
你知道施洗约翰什么时候被砍头吗？
Do you know when John the Baptist was beheaded?
他生日宴会以后被砍头的。
That it was after a birthday.
所以圣经里面好多宴会以后都发生问题啊。
In the Bible, after certain feasts or birthdays, that there are some problems.
但是你电视看太多了，就觉得说我们活在美国，这就是美国的生活，所以我们要学习美国的文化。
But then you live in America and then you say that, oh, this is the American culture and so let us adapt to it.
因此我们的家庭生活缺乏一个模式。
And so we begin to lack a model.
到底家庭生活的内容是什么？
That what is the actual summary of a family?
没有一个模式。
That there is in lack a model.
我看过这个教会的信徒啊，这个客厅里面哦，一大堆那个连续剧去租的。
I went to believers' houses and I see that beside the television there's some Chinese soap operas.
以前有什么包青天啊，庭院深深啊，什么好好多。
Yeah, some soap opera stuff.
就是你不晓得怎么过家庭生活。
Because you do not know how to live a family life.
所以我们现在这个社会怎么去教导父母来教导他的小孩子变成很重要，但是又很缺乏。
So in the society, you become to, it's a need for us to teach the parent how to teach their children.
怎么教导夫妻去建立基督化的家庭，这是很需要的，但是却很缺乏。
And how to, we need to teach spouses how to build up this relationship, and this is also in lack.
因为家庭是我们花最多时间在一起的地方。
And because we need to spend time in the family, because this is the, where our whole life is.
我们知道美国有一个很出名的这个福音电台叫做 Focus in the Family.
There is a, in America, there is a very famous broadcast, Focus on Family.
它每一天大概有30分钟的这个讲道时间。
And every day there is a 30 minutes of such a program.
那这个人本来是一个小儿科医生。
And this person is speaker is also a pediatrician.
那后来他觉悟到这个建设基督化家庭的重要。
And then he feels that he recognized the need for this Christian family.
他从这个电台广播开始。
And so he broadcast starting from the radio.
现在变成这个基督教保守势力里面的一个很大影响力的一个团体。
And right now it became a great influence.
那你仔细听他在讲的每一天的内容。
And then if you listen to his content every day,
所有的内容都是集中在怎么样建设家庭，夫妻之间，父母子女之间，要怎么样的来处理。
That the, in the content are the relationship between spouses and also between the parent and the children.
事实家庭问题是很多的。
It's true that there are many problems in the family life.
所以这个家庭如果没有问题，我想这个人灵修已经相当完全了。
So if there is no problem in the family life, I would say that his spiritual cultivation is at a very high level.
因为神完全的同在，问题就没有。
Because God is with him and there is no more problems.
所以我们常常在教会里面发现这个家庭问题真的很难处理。
And so many times in the family, we find that the problems in the family are hard to settle.
你这个清官也难断家务事，断不清啊。
It's hard to clear up things.
但是我们要处理家庭问题，有时候不是从那个枝节去做法官，你这样对，你这样错。
And sometimes it's not right for us to say this is right or wrong in solving some family feud.
这个家庭发生问题，一个最基本，你仔细把它分析到一点呢，最基本就是离开了神。
But the basic problem in creating family feud is that they have departed away from God.
整个家庭生活没有以神为中心。
That the whole family have lost its focus on the main point of God.
整个家庭建立的方式没有以神的话做基础。
That in the building of the family, they have lost the foundation on basing on God.
整个家庭追求的方向不是以神国神义做目标。
That they have lost their pursuit, not in seeking after the kingdom and righteousness of God.
你会发现家庭问题很多。
And then you discover this family has many problems.
我记得我刚刚他出来当传道。
I remember when I first dedicate myself.
有一天有一个他六十几岁一个弟兄就跑来。
There was a 60 years old brother that came up to me.
我正在吃饭。
And I was eating dinner.
他就坐下来就开始讲。
And he sat next to me and he began to say.
说他的媳妇怎样怎样怎样，讲了快要聚会。
And he talks about his daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
And about the many things about her.
那我就一直在想他现在讲完我怎么帮助他。
And then I'm keep thinking in my head, how would I reply to him after he finished?
其实我也很困难，因为我没有经验投席之道我也没有经验。
But for me, I myself would have no experience, so it's hard for me.
那感谢主了，讲完之后他跟我讲他说我是在跟你讲吐吐气而已的，你是囡仔人，你也不能做什么。
And thank God that after in his concluding sentence, he said that.Oh, it's okay. I just come here, sat next to you. Just want to exhale some of my problems inside. And, you know, you don't understand because you're still young.
那个时候我想说，他吐吐气如果问题能解决，也不错了。
And then I figured that if he's just exhaling these problems for me, and then he can kind of feel better, then it's good.
但是如果我能够用道理来给他一点帮助，那应该是更好。
But it will be far much better if I can use some biblical teaching and to share with him.
所以天国应该不是只是我们将来去到那个地方才可以享受得到的。
So heaven is not the only place that we can enjoy.
有人问主耶稣说，你的国在哪里？
And someone asked Jesus, say, where is your kingdom?
主耶稣说，神的国就在你的心里面。
And then Jesus replied, say, the kingdom of heaven is in your heart.
也其实神的国就在你的家里面。
And the kingdom of heaven is in your family.
那神的国实现，天国就在那里。
And then where the kingdom of heaven appears, there is the happiness.
就是公义、和平、圣灵中的喜乐。
That is the joy in Holy Spirit, the righteousness.
所以这个基督徒的家庭啊，应该啊，活着会让人很羡慕才对。
And so a Christian family should be one that when one lives is very, lets other, have this admiration.
应该大家啊，看到我们家庭就，哎，我如果家庭能够像他这样就很好了。
To let someone see that, oh, if I can, my family can be like that.
哦，不是哦，人看到我们说，哇，我很羡慕他，家庭这么糟，还可以忍耐到底。
Not on the point that you admire him because he's able to endure all the problems in his family.
另外一个加一句话，你不知道吗？他有天国盼望的。
And then add another remark, say yes, he has hope in heaven.
啊，天国就在我们家里面。
Heaven is in our family.
所以离开天国最近的地方就是我们的家。
So the heaven is the closest place to heaven is our family.
所以我们要在教会里面服侍神啊，要从我们的家开始改变追求。
So when we want to serve God, we must change first in our family.
这样我们服侍神才会有长久，才会有力量。
Then when we serve God, it will be everlasting, and we will have the strength.
父母对子女的恩典可以分作三种。
That the blessing from a parent to a child to their children, there are three points.
一个是生育
，and one is
生育啊 ，give birth.
To give birth.
那第二个是养育
，and second is to feed them.
那第三个是教育
，and the third one is to teach.
那这个恩典呢，一个比一个重。
And these blessings, one is more heavily, is more severe than the other.
生育要有四个月。
That to
birth,
for birth, it is in the a baby is an infant is in the womb for 10 months.
哦，这个不简单啊。
It's not easy.
怀胎也很痛苦啊。
It's very actually very painful.
哦，那生孩子现在虽然不是说很危险了，但是啊也是不简单的事情。
Although the danger level is decreased over today, but however, it's still very painful.
养育。
And then to feed them.
这个真的是不简单的。
And this is also not easy.
从出生一个这个几寸的小孩子一直养到二十几岁。
To from an infant, you bring them up into a grown man or a woman.
有一次我从非洲回来。
One time I returned from Africa.
看到我家的小孩子手里拿一个什么东西这样一直在按，孩子会响。
And then I saw my child in his hand that he was pushing some button.
我才知道他在养那电子的鸡。
And then he was actually feeding this thing the Tamagotchi pets, the computer pets.
弹钢琴弹到一半停下来，所以他再养一下。
And then he was playing the piano and then stopped in the middle and said, I need to feed my pet, my computer pet.
结果养到半夜的时候，那个显示出来死掉了。
And then to midnight, then he wakes up and the pet was dead.
小孩子养那个鸡啊，不简单啊，要养到几磅重不简单啊。
And it's not easy for them to achieve for the computer pet to gain a few pounds.
那这个人啊，要养小孩子，要是养到大，真的不简单。
And it is also very difficult for an infant to be grown up.
要体力，也要心力。
That they have to have this character and also to have the strength.
所以小孩子小的时候，你要体力。
So when you are small, you have to have this energy.
但是你还得到安慰啊 ，enjoy your baby. 特别小孩子笑的时候很可爱。
But then you also receive comfort when you see your child laugh, and you get this comfort.
但是小孩子再大一点呢
？But then as they grow older,
那就没有办法 enjoy 了，要心力啊。
Then you have to, it's more, you have to, out of your heart, you have to bring them up.
他有他的想法。
Because they, as they grow up, they have their own thinking.
因为他要开始独立过程，变成他自己一个个体。
Because they start to become independent, and they want to develop their own character.
这个时候最辛苦啊。
And at this point of life, it is still quite most difficult.
所以这一连串的过程哦, 真的是 相当的辛苦.
And so from these years to years, there is very difficult road to go on.
所以现在很多的人结婚了, 选择就不生孩子。
And so today in society, many people marry, but they refuse to have any children.
啊, 因为不生孩子没有担子。
Because if without children, they do not have this burden.
但是有时候我看到这年老的孩子很多啊, 那我觉得说生孩子也不错。
But then when you see that they are at the old age and then they have children, then you think about it, it's actually not bad.
等一下这个孩子来看,那个来,孩子来看。
Because then you have this children come visit you this day and the other the next.
啊, 这里住住, 那里住住也不错。
And then you can go to this son's house or daughter's house the next day.
那年轻的时候为着自己快乐的不生孩子到年老的时候就养老院了。
But then if you never have any children, and when you are old, you are in a nursing home.
当然养孩子不是为防老, 那太自私了。
Of course, to bear a child is not to consider the worries, or else we're too selfish.
但这确实是一个很大的恩典。
But of course, this is actually a very great grace.
那最困难的, 最重要也是, 就是教育。
And the most difficult and also the most important is the discipline.
有人把它算,那在几年前的统计数字,你如果从怀孕那一天开始,看医生以后生孩子所有的钱,就把它存到银行这样一直存,存到小孩子独立出去了,那个所有积起来钱,40万以上。
And they say, they approximate that if you from an infant, until the time they're independent, that if you put in the bank account, you see that you spend about $400,000. That it's about $400,000 or above.
所以这个投资是相当的大。
And so this sacrifice, this deposit is actually very great.
甚至这还没有计算到他的那个时间的投入的价值。
And this does not even include yet the time spent.
那教育孩子这是最困难的。
And to discipline a child is the most difficult.
那教育又可以分作三种。
And in discipline, we can categorize into three parts.
第一个是学业教育。
And one is education.
第二个是品德教育。
And another is their character.
第三个是宗教教育。
And the other one is their religious education.
那中国人的父母最注重就是学业教育。
And for a Chinese Asian parent, the most they emphasize on is the school education.
有一个很简单的事实。
There is a very simple fact.
就是你看中国人多的地方哦, 特别是那个学区好的, 房价一直高起来。
That around the areas where there are a lot of Asians, that the housing, the property rises very quick.
啊, 因为大家都往学区的地方挤,
because everyone flocks to the area where this, the area is nice.
啊, 因为这个孔孟的思想影响人啊, 觉得这个教育最重要。
Because the Confucius have this influence that the most important is school education.
所以美国很多一流的大学里面, 三分之以上都是亚裔的。
So if you look at the great famous university around the United States, you see that a great amount of the students are Asians.
啊, 因为这个东方的文化就是叫人注重教育。
Because the Asian teaching is that you emphasize much on school education.
啊, 但一个没有信仰的人, 当然教育是最重要的。
But of course, for one who has no belief, of course, school education is the most important.
但是如果我们加上信仰,
But then if we have this faith,
我们就发现这是重要,不是最重要。
That this is important, but it is not the most important.
还有品德的教育。
That there is also the character education.
那这个品德教育学校里面就没有了。
That in this character education, there's not taught in school.
因为这个品德, 道德含有个人的这个价值观在里面。
That this concept, everyone have their own.
所以这个在 初中啊, 这个小学里面就是警察在巡逻。
And in high school, you can see that there are already police patrolling around.
最近这个洛杉矶时报在报道。
In the Los Angeles newspaper, it reports.
说那个校园的警察哦, 现在要求买那个 shotgun。
That in school, that the police who are patrolling the school, they need to have shotguns.
那个手枪已经不够了。
That the handguns are no longer enough.
那要很大的这个shotgun, 一蹦一下子弹一打出去。
that need this shotgun to have this greater range.
代表现在这个学校里面啊, 问题很多。
And this resembles that there are much problems in the school system.
因为学校没有教, 这个道德教育。
Because in the school, there's a lack in bringing up a person and character.
所以如果家庭里面没有教道德, 你会发现我们小孩子长大以后, 没有道德观念。
So if a family does not teach this character or moral, then we can see that when your children is grown up, that they are in lacking of these things.
但是最重要的是宗教教育。
But the most important is religious education.
就是教导他认识神。
Is to teach them to know God.
这也是最困难的。
And this is also the most difficult.
因此怎么样教导我们的小孩子啊, 让他长大有很好的信仰, 这是一个很重要的问题。
So this is a very important question in how to bring up a children in the Lord.
那到底怎么做?
And how do we do it?
神感动摩西在生命记里面给我们留下一段话。
God moved the heart of Moses and then he shared with us in the book of Deuteronomy.
生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第四节。
Verse 4.
以色列啊, 你要听, 耶和华我们的神是独一的主, 第五节,
Verse 5.
你要尽心, 尽性, 尽力, 爱耶和华你的神, 第六节,
Verse 6.
我今日所吩咐你的话, 都要记在心上, 要殷勤教训你的儿女,
Verse 7.
无论你坐在家里, 行在路上, 躺下来起来, 都要谈论, 第八节,
Verse 8.
也要系在手上为记号, 戴在额头为经文, 第九节,
Verse 9.
又要写在你的房屋门框上, 并且你的城门上。 这段圣经啊, 里面内容其实很丰富。
Here, actually, the content here is quite abundant.
他教导我们怎么教。 我们的下一代,
he teaches, tells us how do we teach our next generation.
那在第一句话, 他首先说, 以色列啊, 你要听。
First word stated was that hear, O Israel.
这个以色列就是神的选民。
And Israel is the chosen nation of God.
所以在下面的话还没有讲以前, 他首先称呼以色列啊, 神的选民啊, 你要警醒啊。
So before he said anything else, he said, O Israel, O nation of God.
你要有身份上的认清啊,
then you must listen and you must have this recognition.
你是不列在万民当中的民, 是独属于之民, 是属神的。
That you are chosen among all nations as the people of God.
今天我们是不是会重视我们下一代的宗教教育, 跟我们本身对自己身份的自觉, 有很大的关系。
And today in our relation from what we recognize ourselves as in teaching to our children is very important.
我们是天上的国民。
That we are the citizens of heaven.
我们是君尊的祭司。
That we are the high priests.
我们是圣洁的国度。
That we are the holy people.
我们是属神的子民。
That we are the children of God.
这个身份认清楚之后, 我们才知道我们的本分。
That once we understand and know what we are, then it is very important.
很多人身份弄不清楚,
and some people have failed to clearly understand this, and so they can't recognize.
你出生的时候,
that when you are born, your identity is a child.
以后你的身份是学生,
and then your identity changed to a student.
再以后你的身份是公司的雇员,
and then you become an employee.
再以后你身份是先生或太太,
and then you become a husband or wife.
再以后你的身份是, 爸爸或妈妈,
and then you become a father or mother.
那每一个身份里面都有一个本分在里面。
And so in each identity, there is different things.
那不论这个身份怎么变, 我们有共同的身份, 我们是神的子民。
But no matter how these identity changes, we have the same identity throughout our life, is that we are the children of God.
就是属灵的以色列百姓。
That we are the spiritual Israelites.
所以有时候我们看到, 这个当父母的用世俗的方法在带领自己的儿女, 我们真的很心痛。
So when we see that parents teach their children in a worldly matter, it hurts our hearts.
我们当传道的人哦, 有时候真的, 你可以预见到说, 这个家庭如果不变, 以后孩子一定会发生问题。
And then as preacher, you can see a lot that if this family does not change, that there is going to be a problem in this child when he grows up.
那你看那个父母,
and then you look at the parents.
有的不是知识不高啊,
it's not that they are not intelligent.
都是高等的知识分子,
they have much knowledge.
但是你看他带领小孩子过那生活方式,
but then you see the way that they bring up their child.
没有属灵成分在里面,
that there is not even any spiritual life in it.
那为什么一个人带领整个小孩子过家庭生活没有属灵成分在里面?
And how is it that a person does not include the spiritual matter in his family.
身份没有自觉。
It's because they have failed to recognize their identity.
对自己的尊贵的身份没有感觉。
They do not feel the precious identity that they have.
哦，不会珍惜。
They have, they do not see its value.
所以本分觉得模糊不清。
So it becomes blurred in their mind.
但是我感谢，我觉得很感谢，教会里面有很多的弟兄姐妹。都很自觉灵性的重要。
However, I thank God that in church I see many that have this great importance in focusing on God.
教会有一个姐妹。
In church there is a sister.
有一次这个医生把她诊断了，发现她有很严重的病，大概没有办法医。
And the doctors see that she has a severe illness.
大概没有办法医得好。
And probably cannot be healed.
她一直向神祷告。
And then she prayed to God.
她说神啊，求你让我再活下去几年。
And she said, Oh God, please let me live a few more years.
后来她见证。
And then she testified.
她说她为什么要向神这样求。
And then she said the reason why she asked God to extend her life a few more years.
她以前的生活只注重今世的享受。
Because in her past life that she focused much on the material things of the world.
所以孩子的信仰好像一片荒芜的田地一样。
And so the spiritual faith of her children are like a wilderness.
那现在忽然得到这个很难医的病。
And suddenly now she has this illness that's incurable.
死是真的。
And she knows that death is real.
而且很快就要进来。
And that is approaching fast.
那个时候她在觉悟世界好像幻影一样。
So at that moment, she began to realize that the world is like a dream.
她在觉悟说下一代的信仰很重要。
And then she began to realize the great importance of the faith of her next generation.
她求神给她多几年，让她能够好好的来教养下一代有好的信仰。
And so she asked God to extend her life so that she can teach the spirit, the faith to her children.
有一次在我在纽西兰遇到一个姐妹。
In New Zealand, I also met a sister.
她说她有一阵子身体很虚弱。
And that she said that there was a point in her life that she feel weak.
她觉得说她可能会死。
Weak physically, and she feel that she might die pretty soon.
她的先生信仰不及她。
And her husband's faith is not is about the same as hers.
所以说她说她在那一段时间就拼命看圣经。
And so she said during that period of time, she studied the Bible much.
然后就用那个黄笔啊 ，highlighter， 就把那个重要的就一直画。
And she used the highlighter to outline to light up the important things.
就从创世纪画到启示录。
From Genesis to Revelation.
啊，告诉他先生哦，万一我死了，我画的你要念给孩子听，要叫他。
And then she said, "If I pass away, I want you to teach all these highlighted verses to our children."
她对自己的身份很有自觉。
She has this deep recognition of her identity.
所以她知道自己的责任使命。
And so she knows her duty and her commission.
那感谢神啊！后来她好起来了。
And so I thank God that at the end she recovered her health.
神给她有这个机会来栽培她的下一代信仰。
And then God gave her this opportunity to bring up her next generation.
因此啊，第一句话就以色列啊，你要听。
So first phrase is here, O Israel.
提醒他们，你的身份是神的选民。
To let them be aware that their identity is that they are the chosen people of God.
那第二个说，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
And then the second phrase, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
主是什么？就是你的主人啊。
That the Lord, who is this Lord? The Lord is your master.
你的主宰啊。
He is your Lord.
摩西在诗篇里面说。
And Moses in Psalm wrote.
诗篇的九十篇里面。
In Psalm 90 he wrote.
他说，主是我世世代代的居所。
And he states that the Lord is my dwelling place in all generations.
居所就是亲近的意思。
And the dwelling place is the place where he draws near to God.
很有智慧。
Moses has much wisdom.
但是他觉得他的人生需要一个主宰。
But then he feels that in his life he needs this dwelling place.
这个主宰就是天上的神。
And this dwelling place is the holy God in heaven.
所以这里说啊，神就是你独一的主宰。
And so here said that the Lord is our God.
只有一个。
That there is only one.
他就是神。
That he is God.
今天人的主宰是什么？
So who's God? Who is the Lord of people today?
很多人钱就是他的主。
Today, many people, money is their Lord.
很多人欲望的满足就是他的主。
That luxury and comfort is their Lord.
所以整个人就被这些世俗的主宰控制统治了。
And they become overcome and by their Lord.
但是最好的主是天上的神。
But the best Lord is the one in heaven.
最大的产业是天上的神。
And the greatest inheritance is in heaven.
圣经里面说。
Because the Bible says,
哦, 利未人没有分产业, 神就是他的产业。
He said that the Levites do not have any inheritance, but God is his inheritance.
所以就神来说, 我们是他的财产。
So from God's perspective, we are his inheritance.
我们是他所宝贵的。
We are his precious things.
就我们来说, 神就是我们的财产。
And to us, that God is our inheritance.
所以这个就是第二句话就是要价值观的建立。
And so the second phrase here tells of the valueness.
人生最重要的是什么?
That what is the most important thing in a man's life?
是自由吗?
Is it freedom?
是生命吗?
Is it life?
是爱情吗?
Is it love?
是金钱吗?
Is it money?
人生最重要是什么?
What is the most important priority in a person's life?
请问,你把它排排看。
If you list them,
最重要是什么?
What is the most important thing?
但是圣经里面给我们的观念是神啊。
But from the perspective of the Bible, it is God.
所以要把这个价值观确定。
So you must understand the valueness.
那你的生活就会改变。
Then your life will change.
因为我们的生活都是随着价值观在走了。
Because our life goes in the way of our priorities.
啊，有一期这个 Time 在描写台湾啊，说台湾是贪婪之岛。
One time Time magazine wrote of Taiwan that it is an island of greed.
啊。那为什么他讲贪婪之岛?
And why is it that this is an island of greed?
那大概是90年还是91年。
That was about the year 90.
股票涨得最高的时候。
And that was when the stock market was at its peak.
牙科医生也不拔牙了,你炒股票。
And the dentist doesn't even do his job, he goes to play the stock market.
老师也不教学生了,炒股票。
And the teachers don't teach their students anymore, they went to buy stock.
那妈妈也去炒股票，那小孩子不说带着去啊。
And even mother go and buy stock and they bring their children.
两眼一直看那个股票，一直涨，那一直喂奶，到底有没有弄到嘴里也不知道。
And their two eyes focus on the numbers on the market and they are feeding their children and you don't know if they're even feeding them at the right place.
那有一阵子在做的大家乐，就是现在 lottery。
And then there was also lottery.
如果开奖那一段时间哦，你电话都打不出去了，全部都逼紧。
If you call, that a lot of them are all busy.
也有信徒打电话来教会问传道说，今天晚上联会请问唱诗第几首。
And there are even believers that even call the preacher and say, what are the hymn number of tonight's hymn?
传道很气急啊，你不来教会，你问唱第几首。
And then the preacher becomes, feels strange. He say, you're not coming to service. Why are you?Why do you care so much about the number?
他那个第几首就用那个号码去买把 lottery.
Because he wants to use the number of the hymn to use that and write it as a lottery number.
所以这个整个社会用钱做价值观的这个一个标准在衡量的话，这你看整个人的生活方式完全都变形了。
So we could see that in the society where this money leads the life of man, this whole changes their life.
所以这个价值观影响人是非常非常厉害的。
So priority is affects a person's mind.
因此第二件事情。就是以色列啊，你的主啊，就是天上的神啊。
And so to the Israelites, say, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is He is one."
还没有你就有神啊。
That before you there is God.
有你神还存在。
That even with you, that God still exists.
你死了，神还存在。
Even when you pass away, God is still exists.
神才是真的有价值的啊。
God is the most important thing. He is the first priority.
知识、爱情、自由都是好的，但是神是超过一切的。
That love, money, and luxury is good, but however, God is above all.
那这个价值观确定了。
And so once you have this definite priority in your mind,
下面才可以谈到宗教教育。
Then you can talk about religious education later on.
身份没有确定，价值观没有确定，宗教教育做不久的。
If you do not have this priority and do not have this self-identity, then you cannot even discuss about religious education.
所以第五节开始。
So verse 5 is discussed.
说你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
It states that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
我们要怎么教我们的小孩子?
How do we teach our children?
有时候我们常常听父母讲。
And sometimes we heard our parents say,
我就是跟他讲啊，他就是不听啊。
And I tell them this way, and this is the, but they won't listen.
我跟他修理他也不听啊。
I discipline and I strike them, but they still won't listen.
有时候我觉得这个小孩子很可怜啊。
And then sometimes I feel sorry, pitiful for the children.
为什么?
Why?
因为这个父母没有身教。
身教。
身教，用他的生活去教他小孩子。
Because this parent have not used their life to teach their children.
所以这第五节啊，宗教教育就是用我们的生活跟言行来教导我们的下一代。
So verse 5 is the religious education through our own life, that through our daily life, we teach our children.
就是要 尽心尽性尽力尽力爱耶和华你的神，用这个生活来做榜样，来让你的下一代效法，来让你的下一代受感化。
To use this example, this model, to love the Lord, the God, with all our heart, soul, and strength, to teach our children and set them as an example.
所以如果没有生活的教导，那你用言语讲下一代也能够听啊，那真的是神特大的恩典。
And so if we do not have this life example, then it's very hard to teach them.
因为通常你如果没有生活的教导，只用言语教导，这个小孩子会产生一种很矛盾的心理。
Because if you just constantly use speech to discipline your child and without action, then the children will get very confused.
好像一个爸爸叫小孩子说，你不可以抽烟。
And for example, a father tells his son that you cannot smoke.
那小孩子问他说，那为什么你可以抽烟？
And then the son replies, then how come you smoke?
哦，因为我年纪大了，你还年纪还轻啊，前途无量。
And he said, because I am old, and so I can smoke.
那这小孩子就觉得很不了解，如果抽烟是不好的，你为什么抽呢？哦，我就不可以抽呢。
And then this child will get confused and say, if you say that the smoking is bad, but then how come you are doing it?
所以这个生活的教导真的是很重要的。
So the life example is very important.
如果我们要小孩子啊，过一个读圣经祷告的生活。
Then if we want our children to live a life of prayer and read Bible.
最好的方法就是哦，我们每一天在家里面，真的在家里面读经。
The best way is that you yourself, every day, you read the Bible.
那你看你的小孩子在看电视说，来来来，跟爸爸一起来，跟妈妈一起来。拿圣经来读。
And then you see your child watching TV and you say, oh, come along, let's read the Bible together.
那你的小孩子没话讲啊，我爸爸妈妈在读圣经啊，他就不习惯要来，因为你已经在那里读啊。
And then your child will have nothing else to say because you are already doing it.
祷告也是一样啊。
Likewise, prayer.
你一直祷告，你看到你小孩子有空，来，我们一起来祷告，这个很有力量，
you see that
很自然。
It's very natural that if you call your son and say, hey, let's pray together, I'm praying now, let's pray.
但是如果你把它倒过来就不自然了。
However, if you turn it around, then it's unnatural.
你电视一直看，哎，祷告了没有？你今天祷告了没有啊？电视继续看。
And then you yourself is watching TV, and then you ask them and say, did you pray yet?
那回到家里面，脚翘起来看报纸，问小孩子，今天有没有读三章？圣经读到哪里？
And then you come home from work and you sit on the sofa comfortably with a newspaper, reading newspaper, and then you say to your son, did you read the Bible 3 times a day? Yeah, today.
这是很难的。
This is very hard.
因此当我们要教导我们下一代过属灵生活的时候，我们要走在前面做榜样来带领。
So to lead them in a spiritual life, we must take first step and then lead them along.
包括在教会做圣工也一样。
Including holy work in the church.
有一次我在教会看到一个家庭。
In church, there was once I saw this family.
真的，这个先生跟太太都跑来教会里面打扫会堂。
That the husband and wife comes to the chapel and they clean.
两个小孩子也跟着来吸地板啊，扫地啊。
And then their children also follow behind them and they also vacuum the carpet.
因为父母走在前面，小孩子就很好教。
And because the parents are leading them, they are easy to follow.
所以圣经说，你要爱你的神。
And therefore, the Bible teaches us that you have to love your God.
生活当中啊，让子女能够看到我们真的是一个爱神的生活。
That in your life, you see, let your children see that you are one who loves the Lord.
那这个生活就是很好的榜样。
And then your life will become a great example.
我记得加州有一个信徒，有一天他跟我讲一个小的他的体验。
There was in California a believer who tells me of his experience.
他说有一天啊，他那个一岁多的小孩子啊，忽然间他发现为什么。叫很大声，讲话又讲得不是很清楚，又讲得很大声。
And then he discovered one day his one-year-old child was just yelling, was just blabbering as anything.
那后来他跟他太太两个人就一直在想到底他在做什么。
And then he and his wife just observed the child and say, what is he doing?
那以后他才发现说，他们夫妻两个吵架常常声音很大，所以他小孩子看了就学了。
And then later on, he discovered that because when he fight with his wife, they yell at each other and real loud. And so actually, this little child is actually imitating.
只是他一岁多，他话也听不清楚，只是学会很大声这样讲。
Except that this child sleeps a lot, and all he hears is the yelling, and so he just learned.
所以这对夫妻他就知道说，以后我们如果要吵架，要到房间里面，小孩子睡觉以后再吵。
And then they discover later, they say, okay, later on, if we want to have any disputes, we just go to the bedroom after the child has fallen asleep.
所以我们的生活对我们的下一代这种影响、这种教导非常非常有力量，非常非常的 影响力很大的。
So our life has this great impact and great influence on our children.
你看那个亚伯拉罕在教他的孩子。
And we look at the example of Abraham when he teaches his son Isaac.
我真的很羡慕啊。
I really admire this.
亚伯拉罕说走就走。
He said, Abraham said, let's go, and then they go.
啊，他孩子问说，啊，那柴都有了，那献祭的东西在哪里？
And then his son asked him, say, oh, father, we have these woods and we have every material we need, but where's the sheep?
亚伯拉罕没有跟他讲说，就是你啊，没有。
And Abraham didn't say it is you.
但是到了，亚伯兰用这个绳子把它捆起来。
But then when they reached their destination, Abraham took the rope and to bind him, his son Isaac together.
亚伯兰是老公公啊。
And Abraham is an elderly man.
啊，如果他的孩子要跑，大概他追不到。
And if his son chooses to run around, he can't catch him.
为什么亚伯兰能够教得这么好？
And how is it that Abraham is able to have such a good discipline?
那圣经是没有讲直接的理由啊，但是我们从这个亚伯拉罕的生活看起来哦，那个亚伯拉罕有爱神，有神跟他同在。
And we see, although there is not a definite reason in the Bible, but we can see in his life that he walks with God.
哦，所以连他的小孩子对他也很尊敬。
That even his son has this great loyalty to him.
真的，有时候我们看到这个族里的青年对父母很尊敬。
And also we see in church that sometimes the youth are very respect their parents.
那有的父母真的都在灵性非常好。
And because their parents' spirituality is very good.
所以这个我们要教导下一代啊，要用生活来教导他。
And so to teach our next generation, we must use the example from our life.
生命记第六章第六节。
And then Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。第七节
Verse 7,
要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，谈过起来，都要谈论。啊，这个第七节说要用言语跟他谈论。
He said, you shall teach them and talk to them when you sit.
要殷勤的教导你的儿女。
And shall teach them diligently.
但是要教导之前。
But before you teach,
要让神的话丰富地记在心里。
You must keep the words of God in your heart.
也就是要用神的话来塑造我们的观念。
Meaning that you must use the words of God to lead you.
塑造我们的观念。
To change your concept.
那我们在教导我们的子女啊，才会观念才会正确。
And then when you're teaching your children, then your concept will be correct.
那不一定常常聚会观念就很正确。
And it's not that you worship often and then you have this correct concept.
有一次礼拜六下午聚会。
There was once in a Sabbath worship.
因为我一直觉得说很多人打瞌睡，所以我就带领讨论会。
And because I feel that a lot of people is dozing off, so I used the discussion.
那题目就是这个娶外邦跟嫁外邦。
And the topic is to marry within the Lord or to marry outside the Lord.
那我就讲了，娶外邦、嫁外邦，这是不对的，不合神的旨意。
And then I say to marry outside the Lord is not according to the will of God.
我让我很惊讶，好多人抗议，不同意。
And then to my surprise, a lot of people oppose.
平常都来聚会的。
And they are the believers are those who constantly come to church to worship.
我说娶外邦、嫁外邦不合神的旨意，大家都好多人抗议。
And then when I said that to marry outside the Lord, I faced much opposition.
那我才知道说，这个不是常常来聚会观念就很正确的。
And so I discovered that not that everyone who comes to worship often will have the correct concept.
我们本身要去查考，深入去思想，然后用这个神的观念来对照我们自己的观念，这样观念渐渐才会变成对的。
Now we constantly have to meditate with the words of God and to compare the concept to our own concept.
那在这个牧养当中，我发现那个父母有很多不同的意见。
And also in pastoring, I see that the parents have many different comments.
有一个妈妈亲自告诉我。
A mother personally tells me.
说你常常说就不要去参加舞会，这个太消极了。
They say it's ridiculous that you say that we should not go to the parties.
应该教会来办舞会，长老只是坐在旁边看。
They say that the church should have these parties and the elders will sit at the side and look.
哦，我一听了，昏倒了，怎么办？
When I heard this, I was about to faint.
她很热心啊。
And this sister was very zealous.
常常带慕道者来啊。
She constantly bring truth seekers.
但她的观念是这样啊。
But this is her concept.
哦，所以让我突然吓了一跳，这个不是常常就很热心，观念就正确啊。
So then I was shocked and it corrected my concept that Not everyone who comes to worship as often will have the correct concept.
所以我们在带领我们子女之前呢，我们本身要用神的话来塑造我们自己的观念。
And so when we are teaching, before we even teach our children, we must use the word of God to correct our own concept first.
我也听过这个父母，就是说我的小孩子啊，叔叔公公啊，他叫他去 nightclub 去转一转，比较灵光。
I even hear parents say that, that my children is 好像没有见过什么世面的哈，傻傻的。 Is kind of stupid, and so why don't he go to kind of clumsy? Why don't he just go to the nightclub and work?
所以你就发现这个子女父母在教的子女哦，形形色色的想法都有。
And so when the parent, you can see that the parents teaching the children, they have different many different concepts.
因此啊，这个用神的话来塑造我们的观念，是我们要教导子女的前一步啊，前身啊。
And so it's very important that first we must use the word of God to correct our own concept before we teach it to our children.
所以摩西在这里说啊，你要记着我今日所吩咐的话，你要记在心上。
And that is why Moses said here that all these words which I command you today shall be in your heart.
那再来就是殷勤教训你的儿女。
And then comes next is to teach them diligently.
那要教导教训我们儿女要时间啊。
And to teach our children we need time.
所以这个表示说我们要教导我们下一代的信仰，你要花时间在一起。
Meaning that to teach our next generation you must spend time.
这样啊，我们这个子女跟我们一直在谈话哦，他的观念才会进步。
That when you're conversing with them, that you can also see their concept and that they can progress.
但是我们人常常太忙。
But sometimes, many often, we are too busy.
忙到没有时间呢，给我们的孩子。
Busy to the point that we don't have any time left for our children.
所以我们不晓得我们孩子在想什么。
So we do not know what our children is thinking.
孩子也不晓得我们在想什么。
And then the children do not know what we're thinking.
那因为这个缺乏这种殷勤的教导, 所以我们孩子常常用一些世俗的东西啊, 来建立自己的观念。
And so because we have failed to teach them diligently in the Lord, that so our children uses the worldly ideas and concept to shape their own concepts.
我常常搭飞机啊，在飞机上就看到很多那个年轻人啊，就买那个有没有？常常看到里面都是图画的照片的，有没有那个叫什么？那个叫什么？他们叫八卦杂志是吧？图画有很多的这个图画的照片的那个杂志。
In the airport, I see that many of the young people buy magazine have a lot of.
不是哦，那个又好的哦，就是很多这个电影明星啊，穿着时装的照片啊，那里面的广告香水啦，什么东西的，哎。Like
the other fashionable magazine.
对啊，有一点像这个，哎。好。 那我们看的就是现在的青少年啊，没有一个正确的刊物，所以看了以后就那个价值观就在那里面啊，你就是仿。